This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iraq's prime minister says his country no longer requires U.S. combat troops to fight the Islamic State group, but he says a formal time frame for redeployment will depend on the outcome of talks with Washington this coming week. Mustafa al-Kadhimi spoke to the Associated Press in an exclusive interview ahead of a U.S. trip in which he's slated to meet with President Joe Biden. He said Iraq's security forces and its army are capable of defending the country without the U.S.-led coalition troops. He adds that Iraq will still ask for continued U.S. training and military intelligence gathering. Typhoon Imphal has hit China's east coast south of Shanghai. The typhoon made landfall after people living near the sea were evacuated, airline flights and trains were canceled, and the public ordered to stay indoors. China's National Weather Agency says the typhoon made landfall in a province and forecast rainfall of 10 to 14 inches. The typhoon was packing winds of 95 miles per hour and stronger gusts when it dumped rain on Taiwan. No deaths or injuries were reported, though. Earlier, large cargo ships were moved from Shanghai's port, one of the world's busiest. Meanwhile, in central China, the death toll rose to 58 after record rains hit the major city on Tuesday. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin sounded a cautious note Saturday when he asked about the chances, or when he was asked about the chances of the Afghan government forces containing the Taliban surge. Speaking at an Air Force base in Alaska, he said that we look forward to making them progress, but we'll see what happens. The Taliban swiftly captured territory in recent weeks, seized strategic border crossings, and now threaten a number of provincial capitals. Advances that come as last U.S. and NATO soldiers prepare to leave. This is VOA News. Chaos and confusion over travel rules and measures to contain new virus outbreaks are contributing to another cruel summer for Europe's battered tourism industry. Popular destination countries are grappling with the surge COVID-19 variants, but the patchwork and last-minute nature of the efforts as a peak season gets underway threatens to derail another summer. In France, the world's most visited country, visitors to cultural and tourist sites were confronted this week with a new requirement for a special COVID-19 pass. To get that pass, which comes in paper or digital form, people must prove they're either fully vaccinated or recently recovered from an infection or produce a negative virus test. Use of the pass could extend next month to restaurants and cafes. Italy said Thursday that people would need a similar pass to access museums and movie theaters, dine inside restaurants and cafes, and get into pools, casinos, and a range of other venues. Scuffles broke out in Sao Paulo, Brazil, Saturday as protesters demanded the impeachment of far-right President Jair Bolsonaro, whose popularity has waned in recent weeks amid corruption scandals against the backdrop of the pandemic. And demonstrations and demonstrators, as well as police, faced off in the city after night fell, with smoke rising from tear gas canisters and flashbangs exploding. This week, news broke that Brazil's defense ministry told congressional leadership that next year's elections would not take place without amending the country's electronic voting system to include a paper trail of each vote. Bolsonaro has suggested several times without evidence that the current system is prone to fraud, allegations that Brazil's government has denied. Several U.S. states have scaled back their reporting of COVID-19 statistics this month, just as cases across the country started to skyrocket. It's depriving the public of real-time information on outbreaks, cases, hospitalizations, and deaths in their communities. The shift to weekly instead of daily reporting in Florida, Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota marked a notable shift during a pandemic in which coronavirus dashboards have become a staple for Americans, closely tracking case counts and trends to navigate a crisis that has killed more than 600,000 people within the U.S. Other governments have gone the other direction and released more information. Places like Washington, D.C. this week adding a dashboard on breakthrough cases to show the number of residents who contracted the virus after getting vaccines. Olympics host cities often offer tens of thousands of visiting journalist excursions to advertise their tourist destinations, but this time around they're now attempting to do so while keeping Olympic visitors within a carefully controlled bubble to cut them off from Tokyo's 14 million residents. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.